It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh! Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show on a Friday, Barbecue Friday, here in beautiful scenic Fairfax, Virginia. Our thanks to everybody that played Crucifact or Crucifixion.
Thank you.
Has everybody gotten enough to eat?
Yeah!
Hell yeah!
Hell yeah!
You know, the only thing that's missing out here are Harleys.
And babes.
Harleys and babes. Do we have... Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, maybe. Maybe not entirely.
Let me just walk the room a little bit. Oh, no.
Yeah, Robert's here.
Ladies and gentlemen, What in the name of... Robert, what are you cooking on the... I've never seen that.
Eggs. I'm grilling eggs.
You're grilling... I've never seen eggs grilled before.
Well, you don't get around much.
What do you mean I don't get around? I've never seen that in my life. I'm 48 years old. I've never seen that in my natural life. Nobody grills eggs like that.
They're Easter eggs from hell.
Seriously, is this some sort of... is this some sort of black thing?
Mike.
Rob.
They will be eventually.
I mean, it's just like hard-boiling eggs on the grill?
Yeah.
I've never heard of it before. Is this your own creation?
I thought this was part of Passover.
All right, he's not going to give me a normal answer.
Earlier,
he will
bacon.
Not give me a normal answer. I've never seen. Have you ever heard of this?
I never have. But you know what we should mention? They just got a picture of it. All of this is being put up on a live blog on WJFK.com.
Cool.
Tune in, click refresh, and see grilled eggs.
You know, as grossed out as I was when I first looked at it, there's a little bit of me that's a little curious about it, maybe.
You didn't know. See, open your mind up, man. But I see a lot of white feet around me. Can you back up?
You know, Mike, if you free your mind, the rest will follow.
Can I point out to you, seriously, I have a lot of foibles. I'm a fat guy. I still have my hair. I'm turning gray. I got a gray beard. But I have, without question, the most beautiful feet in the world.
Aren't they
Thank
nice?
You very much.
Aren't they lovely, ladies and gentlemen?
Thank you.
Mike's feet.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Click on Mike's feet.
I have the largest feet out here and the blackest, so...
Incidentally, thank you for the pictures that I didn't have to register for. Why were all the pictures you sent me in your onesie?
I thought you liked that.
It was very gay.
There's several colored buttons.
It was very gay.
I got a 20 by 30 I'm bringing next week.
Jesus.
Poster.
Robert the Angry Mailman.
You are so hateful.
I'm not hateful. I am not. I'm a loving man. Hi. What's your name?
Kristen.
Kristen, where are you from?
Reston.
Did you get a chance to enjoy some of our barbecue here?
I did. I also am the cornhole champion. Thank you.
Oh, wow. Well, congratulations.
Wow. How
that was certainly worth coming back out of the parking lot, wasn't it?
Isn't that something?
Say that again slowly.
Cornhole champion!
Yeah!
Woo-hoo!
Wow, fantastic. Well, thanks for coming by.
Is there a trophy for that?
Incidentally, if you get a chance, speak to Mr. Burbank about an opening for the Buzz Babes.
Yes, please.
I've talked
please.
To you. Have I talked to you? I've talked to you. Have I talked to you? Hi, what's your name?
My name's Sarah.
Sarah, what's so funny? Sarah, is you just...
I'm Megan's sister-in-law.
Really?
And
how is Megan as a sister-in-law?
She's a great sister-in-law.
Can I ask you a personal question about her? You know she has that burn on her hand?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Tell me the truth. How did it really happen? Who abused her?
No.
Really? Now, when you say sister-in-law, are you the married one or is she the married one?
She's married to my brother.
Okay. Is he a hothead? Did he put her hand on the grill? Did he put her hand on the grill?
No.
Was she not listening?
Come on, tell the truth.
No, she listens very well.
You're the only chance she's got. You have to be honest. You have to report these things, please. You know, there's tons of law around here.
Yeah.
For God's sakes, we've got a courthouse, not a 1 mile down the road. Please save Megan.
I will.
She's being abused, and I know it.
I keep an eye on her.
So please.
Okay. Keep enabling her.
All right. Hi.
It's not healthy.
What's your name?
I'm Chris.
Chris, I like the little whole sweater thing that you're wearing here. Where are you from, Chris?
I'm originally from Brazil, but I live just down the road.
Brazil! Hey! No, you don't understand. When you say Brazil, all of the guys, all of the sausages have to simultaneously, in a Brazilian way, go, hey, all right? Let's try it one more time. Hi, what's your name?
Chris.
Where are you from?
I'm from Brazil.
Brazil! I don't care.
I just wanted to make a point here. My husband was concerned that people would think I was fat.
Yes.
I'm actually So
you're pregnant. You're with child. I see there's a little baby bulge there.
I'm with baby.
You know, I mean, from a distance, I kind of saw that little thing, but I didn't really look until now. Yeah, you got a little baby bulge.
I wasn't
there.
Looking there.
How far along are you?
5.5 months.
Is Mr. Burbank the father?
I wish.
Have you met Buzz?
I actually didn't meet him yet. I saw him, and I told my husband Buzz has
escaped.
He's really hot.
He's escaped back to the news cubicle.
Oh, that's right. Buzz had to go prepare the news because we got to go back inside in a second.
Maybe.
Have you met Matt the Pollock?
No, well, very nice to meet you.
It's my pleasure.
Have you met Chad Dukes from the Midday Show?
Who right
now, really, it's,
no kidding.
It's about 6:15 Eastern time, and he is wasted. You could completely take advantage of him right now. Okay?
I think I'll wait for Buzz.
You know what, Chad?
Actually, why don't you wait till the baby's born? Probably be a good idea.
Chad, she's safe.
She's very safe. That's right, safe. Yes, yeah, siree. I've got something on my mind right now.
Do you? No kidding?
I was just talking to BDK inside the building about a particular woman that was on the show a little earlier. And
oh, yeah.
He's just saying, you know, the first thing I ask is, has anybody tapped it? Or how do you young roughies put it on? Put the stones to?
Is stones that, to,
put
yeah.
the stones
so,
to.
So romantic.
That's the new. That, listen, okay, I'm stealing that. So, and the answer was no, but apparently, well, she's just a, well, give her a hand. That's what I just wanted to say.
Okay, that's nice.
That's how
very good.
Got started.
How's that for detail? Do you know what I'm talking about, Matt? Do you have an idea? I'm kind of talking in code. Are you bright enough yet to figure that out?
No, not
thank
at
you.
All.
What's your name, Tiny?
I'm not Jimmy. Even sure Matt's listening to the show.
Jimmy's my name.
Jimmy, where are you from?
From Vienna.
Did you get a chance to have some brats? Why do you hate Vienna? Why do you hate Vienna?
I live
Vienna.
There forever. The whole town is brown.
These are Rob. Rob does not combine. He does not. He does
eggs
not.
Are on fire.
He's not talking about. Oh, now Robert's not getting enough attention. Robert is not getting enough attention, so now he needs to do this.
Doing a dance.
Yes, he's doing a lovely little dance.
The egg dance.
Oh, he's doing an Indian dance. That's great. Rob has, like, little bigotries about even areas of Virginia. See, that's what he does. Yeah, Vienna's just fine. Did you get some brats?
I did. I just crushed one.
Good luck taking a left turn onto Route 123.
It's all right, we got to go inside for the last buzz of the day. Is there anybody that wants to say anything? Say hi to anybody. This is your last chance on the radio, on national radio across the country. Everybody's giving me a blank stare. That means no.
Mike.
I want to thank Robert. We'll have plenty of time for you in the weeks to come. I promised you that, okay? We'll hear all about your trip down to New Zealand and the hooker.
Oh, Buzz, did you have something to say, Buzz?
I did. I'd really like to say hi to everybody who's out there and hear them say hi back to me.
Okay, Buzz. Buzz is back in the news studio, actually in our studio. Can we all say hi, Buzz, on the count of 3, 1, 2, 3?
Hi, gang. Hi, Buzz! Hi, gang.
How is that? Do you have a rod?
I do.
Like a previous DJ said on
yes,
our
yes,
show?
Yes, I do. Perpetually.
All right, Rob, I gotta thank a bunch of people. We want to thank everybody that made our very first week here in Fairfax very special.
Yeah.
Thank you for that. Also, everybody that came out for the barbecue, we appreciate that. The people that donated the horseshoes. Barbecues galore. We want to thank
them. Sterling, Virginia.
Do we get to keep the grills?
We do not.
What?
Oh, hold on. Wait a minute. We don't?
No.
I hate it when it gets naked. What do you mean?
I mean exactly what I say.
Where's the dude from Barbecues Galore?
There is no dude from Barbecues
Galore.
Yeah,
he was here before. He walked up to me and said, you got to give us a plug. We'd only given him 15. Why can't we keep the... I don't want to end.
Aiken is shrugging.
It's been such a good week. I don't want to end ugly.
Well,
why can't
what?
We keep
you know
the grills?
If we need them again, we'll bring them out again.
They're
no,
not
that's
want
for the
back.
Station. I'm talking about for the guys if they want to like cook something during the week. Yeah. Don't you think we should be able to keep the grills?
That's important, Mike.
How much money, how much advertising have we given Barbecues Galore? And they're going to take them back?
Plenty. I hate
we're keeping them. End of story.
End of
all right.
Story.
Or I'll give them away. Robert, you need a grill?
I'll take it right now.
All right, it's yours.
You might want
take
to
it home.
Put
take
the coals
it home.
Out
anybody
first.
Else, raise your hands. You want a grill?
Yeah.
Who wants a grill? You want a grill, sir? You get a grill. Okay, you get the next one right over there. Sir, you get the third one. You're raising your hand. Who wants the grill? All right, sir, take it with you. That's all four. I'm sorry.
But they have to take it while they're still on fire?
That's right. They have to take it, put it in the back of their car while they're still
drive
hot.
Drive quickly.
Get them in the back of the car while they're still hot. But thanks to everybody. Did you want me to mention the winners for the thing that we were supposed to do?
Not just yet.
Not just yet. I'm
we'll
doing
do that,
that
at
later.
The end of the program.
Everybody that came out to Main Street. Robert.
Put it down, Robert.
Put it down. Put it down. You put it down.
It's on fire. I was
going to
put the fire
I'm trying. No.
Try, no. Robert.
Who ignored you as a child?
Everybody
did, right? I want to thank everybody for coming out. We're going to go back inside and get to the last buzz of the day. But thank you for coming to our barbecue. We're going to do a couple of more during the summer. We look forward to that. Thank you very much. Thanks for supporting the new Mike O'Mara Show.
Yeah.
And Buzz, without further ado, let's go inside and let's take it for the last buzz of the day.
Thanks, Mike. Here's your final buzz. Veteran Congressman Barney Frank is proposing to decriminalize the personal use of marijuana. It's the first of a series of bills he plans to introduce in a campaign he's calling Make Room for the Serious Criminals. Frank's also filed a bill that would allow the medical use of marijuana with a doctor's recommendation in states that choose to allow it. Republican Congressman Ron Paul of Texas is co-sponsoring Frank's proposals, along with a Republican from California and two other Democrats. These lawmakers say the government should not encourage marijuana use, but they argue that in a free society, people should be able to make their own choices so long as they don't curb the rights of others. They argue that marijuana should be regulated just like tobacco and alcohol. The bill won't pass, but it's a start.
I guess you couldn't hear us before when we were accusing you.
I can't hear you now because your microphone's not on.
Oh, really? Okay.
But I'm sure it will be soon.
You couldn't hear us when we were talking on the wireless microphones?
Apparently not.
I think we were accusing you of trying to sneak that marijuana story in while we were in transit.
Well, maybe just, he's high.
Just as well your mics were off. And if air travel seems slower, it's not the weed, it's the reality. It hasn't taken this long to get from point A to point B in 20 years. A study by USA Today shows that congestion in the air and on the ground is adding more than an hour to some routes. Planes are spending more time taxiing and more time waiting to land. All of this because there have never been so many planes making so many flights. In 1988, you could fly from Las Vegas to New York's Kennedy Airport in 4 hours and 37 minutes. Today, it takes 6 hours and 10 minutes.
That's but not longer. If you're high.
And that's just one of many. No, if you're high, it seems even longer than that.
I think it has to do with gas prices.
Is that what slows them down?
I think it
you
is.
Think if they fly slower, they'll save fuel?
I think so.
That's just one of many examples.
I have to tell you something.
Yes, please.
Normally, I think for the next barbecue show,
yeah,
Rob and I will probably agree on this. Less running from point A to point B.
I agree. Maybe chairs for us out there.
Yeah. Just to get established under the old shade tree.
You know, we have that tent.
Yeah.
Let's use that tent.
And incidentally, for barbecues
How's
galore,
your rod?
Thank you for allowing me to give those barbecues to everybody.
Very nice.
That'll be first bill when I come in on Monday.
Sure, you'll be getting a thank you note from Megan any moment.
Thanks, Megan.
And speaking of moving backwards, we're just coming off our worst flu season since the epidemic 4 years ago, and it's mostly because the vaccine didn't work so well this year.
That was a legitimate cough, incidentally.
Yeah, allergies are horrible.
Mm-hmm. The government says this year's flu season peaked in February, 4 months after people were encouraged to get their shots, and the vaccine did not seem to address the particular strain of flu that so many of us wound up getting.
Oh, my God.
The government measures the severity of a flu season, by the way, by counting the number of adult deaths from flu and pneumonia.
Okay, question for both of you, because we got back here. The temperature has gone from the upper 50s to the mid-80s.
Or higher. High 80s.
Today, by the end of the week. Right. And we were all talking about the fact that coming back here, my first thought was because we have so many different bodies that use the studio that I might have gotten a little cold. Then I got the old scratchy throat, and you guys are telling me this is allergies for that time of year.
Guarantee it.
Probably.
I guarantee it's allergies.
It's Claritin time.
It is.
Claritin.
Oh, no, you got to go stronger than Claritin.
Put it in your food.
Okay. I got the, what's the new one, Buzz? Is it Xylazol?
Let's say that.
Yeah, that's good, too.
Good stuff.
Both of the Democratic presidential candidates went after the Colbert bump last night. Both Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton appeared on the show, which was in its last day in Philadelphia, just ahead of the neck-and-neck Pennsylvania primary.
You know, next week, Buzz, on Do You Care, we really didn't get a chance to have a lot of Do You Cares, and I want to do more of that on the show as we go forward. And I think next week we're really going to get into the fact of the question, I should say, as to whether people care about all of this coverage. Mm-hmm. I, for one, you kind of like Barack. I kind of like Barack, but I'm getting burned to a crisp on all of it right now. I'm really getting crispy on all this stuff, even when they go on the funny shows.
Yeah.
It's just not funny anymore because it's so manipulative and it is so structured and it is so manufactured that I can't buy it anymore.
You're not just burned by the trivial, irrelevant questions and issues that have come up. You're burned by the whole thing.
The process. Mm-hmm. And you're dealing with
I enjoy it.
You're dealing with a primary process that normally lasts a very short time. We normally have our nominees in a fraction of the time that we've had this time, and it's just because it's so spread out, and we can talk about this
actually
next week.
Bill Clinton didn't get the nod until June or July, so we're still a little early.
But I think historically you would see that the primary process, we normally pick our candidates a little bit faster. Mm-hmm. This process, maybe because I don't like to see a primary and then another primary a week later, then another one a week later, then another one, and then we go 3 months before
time.
We have a primary.
That's goofy.
And then we have superdelegates who can vote for whoever they want, and it's not based on the election results.
Right.
All of it has weighed me down, and it has worn me out, and I find myself getting frustrated, even though at the very beginning of this process, I was jacked about it. I'm very, very frustrated right now with the whole situation. And I hope that Pennsylvania I really would love to see this thing resolved one way or the other in Pennsylvania. It probably won't be, but
probably
I'd love to
not.
See it happen. You know?
Well, do you think it's damaging the party from within?
You know, time will tell, but I don't think so. Let me tell you, as a strong supporter of Barack Obama, I am not a fence sitter on Barack Obama, I find myself kind of just getting worn out by all this, and right. I think no matter who your candidate is, you know, you get worn out. Even John McCain, for that matter.
You got worn out coming back to the studio.
That's physical. You know? I'm not talking about my physical condition.
All right. Well, on the Colbert Report last night on Comedy Central, Obama was there via satellite. John Edwards was also on the show. Never have so many big political names appeared together on a comedy show, much less late-night cable. Can you say young voters?
Mm-hmm.
Thanks to the writers, Hillary had the best moment, even if it wasn't the best acting.
Anyway, the big news is last night's Democratic debate, which took place here in Philadelphia. What happened? Jimmy, the rear projector just went down. The screen's down, Jimmy. Where's my Liberty Bell?
Sorry, Stephen. It's just technical difficulties. We're not used to this studio.
We'll get the technicians out here to figure it out.
Sorry, I can't do that. The technicians are back in New York.
Are you telling me there's no one in this theater who can fix the mess we're in?
Hillary?
Yeah.
Hillary Clinton enters the studio.
Senator, thank you so much. Thank you, Senator. Okay.
Hillary Clinton on the Colbert Report on Comedy Central. That wasn't the piece of tape I was expecting.
Oh, really? Were you expecting another piece of tape?
Yeah, the one where Hillary and Colbert actually speak to each other.
Oh, really?
I thought that's what we had.
Do we have that?
Yeah, it goes on. I mean, I pulled the whole thing with the setup.
We need to run ahead, I think, at this point.
No, let's go ahead.
Okay.
We've got time, Buzz.
All right, sure.
Don't get your panties in a wad. This is fine.
Yes, Senator Clinton?
About the screen, how are you feeding this? Through the router or the aux bus on the switcher?
It's an aux.
Hmm. Try toggling the input.
Okay.
Holy cow!
This wasn't the tape either. Never mind.
Oh, it wasn't?
No, it's not important now.
Oh, wait. Now, see, here's something we're going to do, Buzz. Uh-huh. This is the new approach.
Uh-huh.
Instead of, like, that attitude where you accept defeat,
uh-huh.
we have to point blame. We have to point the fingers of blame and find out. Tell us what the tape you were looking for. Was it something that was comical? Did it make her look good? Because I know you're not the biggest Hillary fan.
Like I said, the acting wasn't great. It was a great moment. The writing was good. She was adjusting Stephen Colbert's makeup, and there was actually dialogue between Hillary Clinton and Stephen Colbert. And let's see here. It ran 23 seconds, and the out cue was love solving problems.
Did you have that one?
Hold on. I bet I do have it.
Okay. Because you know what, really? You know, that's the difference,
but
too.
Here's what I worry about.
No,
I worry about all this buildup, and then the tape will just be a huge disappointment.
You're not standing behind it. You don't think it's all that funny.
That's true.
It's a news actuality I'd like to see, because I'll be honest with you.
Uh-huh.
The first part of that tape that we played was horrible.
It was awful.
Then it got a little funnier when she was playing engineer.
Right.
Let's see if this is it.
Okay.
I just don't know how to thank you enough.
That's okay, Stephen. I just love solving problems.
Close enough. We'll take it.
Call me anytime.
Really?
Sure. Call me at 3 a.m.
Senator Clinton, everybody.
There you go. We'll take that.
Now, was that close to it? But that still wasn't the tape you wanted.
Close enough.
It wasn't the tape you wanted, though.
I'm actually satisfied now.
I feel so empty, though.
This is where you drive. Now, we're going to get this established before we go on for hopefully a very long run on this.
All right. Yep.
This is where you piss me off.
Really?
The fact
what have I
is
done here?
Really. No, I'm simply. Was that not the tape at all that you had?
That wasn't
even remotely the tape you wanted.
And really, it's probably my fault. A communication breakdown. I spoke with Rob earlier today about this piece of tape, and I guess we both just sort of assumed we were talking about the same piece of tape.
That has to be it. I pulled the whole segment.
Uh-huh.
She did like 2.5 minutes.
Okay, see how that worked now? Everybody's happy.
Go.
I just wanted to hear that.
Absolutely.
I don't like you to be unhappy. I like to understand the way
it
works.
If it was important, I might be unhappy, but it's not that important.
All right, so for that last segment...
We'll fix it in the editing.
Thank you.
That's right. A big political story in Russia is about how President Vladimir Putin has proposed marriage to a hot gymnast before announcing separation from his wife.
Pootie Poot.
The flexible gymnast Alina Kabeva is 24, Putin's 56. The soon-to-be ex is 50. Her name is Ludmilla.
Yeah.
How did Putin keep it all secret? Well, maybe his experience as a KGB spy. Bad gas in New Jersey when we continue.
Thank you very much, Buzz.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.